Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, just doesn't even feel like the right word choice for everyone that's dealing with those wildfires that are just devastating Los Angeles, the Hollywood Hills, all that area. So many different celebrities affected. I just want to point out a couple of things. If you're watching the news and you're seeing those fires that are just running through Los Angeles, it's not just celebrities. We are getting a look inside the celebrities' lives and seeing their mansions burned down to ashes, but there's homes that are just not celebrities that are also just devastated. So we're thinking about our friends and family that have been affected over there. I do have a list of celebrities that we'll get to in a second, that homes, just huge mansions that were destroyed. But even like on a personal level, I have a friend who posted her journey to think about this in perspective as those fires run through Los Angeles, what it looks like. Her daughter was asked to leave school, like they were evacuating the school. And so she posted a video of all the parents in line. They had waited 5 hours to get their kids out of school. When she got to the front of the line to get her kid, the teachers said, "We had to bus your daughter to a different place."
What?
So she waited 5 hours to get information. You couldn't, like, the communication lines were so hard. Then she had to go to a different place and wait another 2 hours. Just trying to get your kids out of school in those situations where you're in panic mode was so hard for these people. So I think we're seeing a look inside the celebrity lives, but so many people who just live regular lives, like you, me, listening in your cars, it is impossible what they're dealing with
that
right now.
So traumatic. And a lot of people, I feel like, are kind of like rolling their eyes. They're like, okay, celebrities have so much money, they'll just go to their different houses. But to have anything happen to your home is so like serious, and it hits deep in your heart. Like, that's where you're supposed to feel safest.
Yeah.
That's where you make memories with your kids and your family. Like, that is so terrible, whether you're a millionaire or you're not. Right. That is like so scary.
What if this is like, even those celebrities, if this is their dream home that they built in the Hollywood Hills because they worked their asses off and they made this life for their family and then it's burnt down? I do feel for them. Even the millionaires, I feel for them. And right now, the last I'm hearing is like almost 0% containment.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's not just the homes, it's the entire communities. Yeah. It's public libraries, it's restaurants, it's places where not only celebrities, but people grew up. It's their entire community gone. It looks literally like it has been bombed. It's just horrific.
I've never seen anything like this.
They were saying a lot of those firefighters, because we see that area, not specifically Los Angeles, but we see areas in Northern California and California where wildfires do exist. There's a wildfire season and they do kind of rip through those areas, but we've never seen something like this, just dramatic. And a lot of times those firefighters that fight those areas, it's just the wind. Like whatever the wind takes it and they can't control it and they're doing their best. And I know that there's local resources going towards helping and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, so many people affected by it. Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, house in ashes, crumbled. Ashton Kutcher was seen trying to help his friends and family and stuff in areas, trying to water stuff down. Their houses were destroyed. Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag, house destroyed. Paris Hilton lost her house.
Mm.
James Woods, Billy Crystal.
People that have everything have nothing now.
Right.
Miles Teller, Anthony Hopkins, all of them lost their house. Ben Affleck just bought a $20 million house, lost it.
Holy cow. Yeah, it's
damn,
like,
he's going through it.
It's crazy because it's like one of the richest places. It's one of the actually, most expensive places of real estate.
Yeah.
And now it's just ash. And you're like, how? And hopefully they will rebuild, but how?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It just keeps going, too.
The other thing that, I was talking to a friend who lives out there and they weren't there. They evacuated and it's almost impossible to find out what's happening to their home. because like my dad, when he went through those hurricanes, some people stayed, some people didn't. Like with the fire, right. Everyone's like, you have to get out. It's a fire. And so there was no one to contact. Like, hey, how's the house looking? Can you see my house from your neighbors? Like there's, so they're just like, so many people are sitting in the unknown. Like, I know the area was, but I don't know the devastation that it is. Like, is it still standing? Can it be repaired? Where are we at? So many people affected. So we're definitely thinking about them. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, thinking about our friends and family out in the Los Angeles area. It's Y98 St. Louis.